Unreal. Uncensored. Unradio.
CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is CliffCentral.com. Thank you so much for having us on. My name is Sia Sangwenifin, and this is Untapped Talent. We do this every single week for 1 hour, where I sit down with some awesome people, young people who are doing incredible things in their own fields and really need to be congratulated and saluted for just being that incredible. So this week, goes without saying, it's nothing out of the ordinary. I'm pretty very, very excited to chat to the people I'm chatting to today, so let's get that underway. First things first, you know, it's all about award season. I'm going to get into that in just a little bit as well. But YouTuber Theodora Lee, you know, we call her a friend of the station because we absolutely love her. She and her brother Casper are South African YouTubers. Casper's now all over the world. He's here then everywhere. And we love that at least Theo's still, you know, Cape Town based. Not only do I envy her because I think she's just super, super cool, but I envy her because she's in Cape Town and I just feel like everybody in Cape Town is just on a good, chilled path. But the big news this week is that Theo has actually been nominated, get this, at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. You know that big award show happens in LA every single year with the slime and the celebs being nominated. It's really, really huge. And I think it's awesome that she got that nod this year. She is nominated in the category for African blogger. So I'm going to get to chat to her in just a little bit about that. I think it's really, really awesome. So, you know, this time of the year is all about the awards. It's award season. And so they've just been, the nominations were just announced last week. And so this is a brand new category. And I think it's very, very exciting because this space of blogging and vlogging, I think it's just new and fresh and funky and cool. So I love the fact that we're now making great strides in that sphere, and more especially South African. Africa as a whole is now being saluted in the right way. So I'm going to chat to her about that as well. And I think really at the end of the day, she is a pioneer in this field. So I wonder what she has to say about that. It will be very, very cool to get to talk to her about that. And then later on as well, I call this guy like an empresario in front and behind the screens. He's a TV presenter. And I think I'm going to also ask him about his former child star days because he also did a bit of that. So it goes by the name of Katlego. So it will be very cool to talk to him. So listen, we always do this. And you know you can always partake in the conversation as well at cliffcentral.com or at @Sia_SF on Twitter. Or you can send us a message on our official account on WeChat. Tap connect and message to show. It's called Cliff Central. And then your message will pop up right in front of me on the screen. So, I feel like I'm, what else is on the cards for today? By the way, yes, I will have to say Feb is one of my favorite months, not just because it is my birthday. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. If you haven't sent me any birthday presents, I'll still accept any. It's kind of delayed. But once again, with Feb comes the Grammy Awards. So this year, on the 15th of Feb, it is the 58th annual Grammy Awards that have rolled around. Again, this year's show, something nice and cool and different that they're doing is that the show will air live without delay, and it's taking place at the LA's Staples Center, and LL Cool J will host once again. This is his fifth time hosting, but I feel like it's the millionth time that he's hosting. And can I already put it out there? LL Cool J will walk onto that stage with a black suit and a black, one of those black hats. It's not like a fedora hat. It's like those, I think they call it a paperboy hat. And that's what I'm saying. No originality. It's just going to be the same thing again once again. But another thing that the one thing that still keeps me so excited about the Grammys every single year is just the big frenzy that goes around it. So some of the artists that are about to perform this year include Justin Bieber, The Weeknd's going to perform, Obama's favorite rapper, Kendrick Lamar, and Adele. Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, and are going to be some of the night's presenters. And so some of the special highlights include that there's this Broadway play called Hamilton that actually will be performing live from New York to LA and to the rest of the world, to everyone who's watching. Rihanna will take the stage for the first time since releasing her latest album, Anti or Anti, you choose however you like to pronounce it. Lady Gaga will perform a tribute to David Bowie. Gwen Stefani will shoot a live music video at the Grammys. Oh, and then, of course, I call her the A-class student of all musicians. Taylor Swift will also be there. And of course, you'll see her awkward dance moves. But I say all of this just to say, every single year, they also at the Grammys do the best new artist category. And I think, you know, as Untapped Talents, looking at young talents across the world, I think it's very, very awesome that the Grammys salute these young people. And some of the, well, the people who are nominated in this category are Courtney Barnett. I have to be honest, I haven't heard of her. James Bay, love his music. Sam Hunt, Meghan Trainor, even though Meghan Trainor, I kind of find like she's kind of overexposed these days, think, you know what, I'll excuse her. And then one of my current favorites, her name is Tori Kelly. Now, Tori Kelly is the singer-songwriter. She's 24 years old. She's always been very, very musical. You know, she's been trying to get into the industry for the longest of time. She even entered American Idol, actually. She actually made it to the final 24. She didn't make it through any further than that, but that nonetheless didn't stop her from pushing on with her dreams, and I think that's so admirable, and that's something we always talk about on the show here, week after week. So, taking initiative, she started posting videos of her performances onto YouTube, and through word of mouth and genuine excitement, at the end of it, actually, she started developing, like, this huge, huge following. In time, her page had close to 700,000 subscribers, and her cover, Frank Ocean's Thinking About You, has been viewed more than 17 million times, I think. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. So in 2015, Tori Kelly released her debut full-length album, Unbreakable Smile, which featured production from Max Martin, who's a producer who works with the likes of Kelly Clarkson and Pink and Ellie Goulding. And that included the singles Nobody Love and Should Have Been Us. So I just thought with such an incredible story, and also at the same time, it is award season. She is nominated for a Grammy, and she started off on YouTube, technically. We're going to pay a bit of like an homage to Tori Kelly with our cover of the week. You know, we do this every single week. We look all throughout the interweb at YouTube and to see who's doing what, when, and how. And so I found this very, very cool cover. It's by Mackenzie Johnson, who's doing Tori Kelly's song, Nobody Love. So let's kick things off. It's a Friday. Ease into the weekend properly. And then straight after this, I'll be chatting to YouTuber Theodora Lee. This is Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
So she's this advice and lifestyle vlogger and blogger. She's a writer. She also calls herself and prides herself by being a jogger and a creative dreamer. Oh, and she just casually has a self-titled YouTube channel with over 200,000 subscribers. Let that sink in for a while. The channel, which has amassed millions of views since its creation back in 2010. And now, Miss Theodora Lee has a new feather to stick into her hat. This Cape Town-based bundle of absolute awesomeness has been named, nominated at the 2016 Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards for the best blogger in the African category. And so with having cool people around, I just thought, hey, let me summer see if I'm cool enough to chat to them. So that is why she joins me this morning to chat about this. Hey, hey, Theo.
Oh my gosh, what an introduction. Please be my PR person.
You know what? Not even your PR person. You know how like old school kings and queens had like people and they walked around and they announced their presence before they walked in?
Is that what you want to be?
You know, is it weird that I have weird life ambitions like that?
Look, I'm going to put you on the list here. There are a few others, but I think I'll just put you to the top.
Is it quite a long list? Will I have to wait?
Well, my boyfriend does most of it, so.
Oh, okay, I'll see if I can beat him to that.
Have to kick him to the curb.
So first and foremost, I definitely have to say congratulations. I think this is such an awesome, awesome thing. You know, you've been nominated Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. This is huge. What does this recognition mean to you personally?
I think it means recognition for bloggers worldwide, but then also recognition for bloggers in Africa, which is two wins.
Mm. It is a massive movement. And I would definitely cite you as one of the pioneers, not just in this country, but in the continent as well, in this whole digital space with blogging and vlogging. Did you set out to do that initially?
I don't know what I was setting out to do. I think I was just trying to have some fun and learn some stuff along the way. And now that it's come to this, it's just incredible. And I feel like I really need to represent African bloggers the right way. And so that's going to be a challenge because, you know, there's a lot of pressure now. But hard work, I guess. I'll be fine.
Let's just breathe a little bit and we'll care. You'll be fine.
Exactly. You know me. I'm a bit of an anxious type, so we'll see.
I think, though, overall, this must be an exciting time to be a blogger and a vlogger in Africa, because you are breaking boundaries, you're getting to create new avenues and paths as you like and as you wish, because there's no blueprint of what you must do or how you must be like. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So it's leading the way, I guess. And so there's a lot of responsibility there too.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting. Exactly. You know, I can do whatever because there's nobody else telling me what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about Africa as a whole and being a pioneer in this field in a little bit. But first, I want to find out for you, you know, where did it all begin with you? You know, yes, you did create a YouTube channel in 2010 and you did already were blogging at that stage. But, you know, for lack of a better term, you offer like sisterly advice. Is that what just came naturally to you?
Well, yes and no. It was more of a progression. I wanted to, well, in the beginning, let's start from the beginning. Okay. So I started this YouTube channel because it's just, I've always been making videos my whole life. Well, mm-hmm. ever since I could hold a camera and not drop it.
Yeah.
So that was me. And YouTube only came about, you know, like as a platform to publish your own content around sort of 2009, 2010-ish. Mm-hmm. So, obviously having seen what was going on from helping my brother out with his funny videos and, you know, I was already blogging at that stage, I thought, well, I might as well try this thing out. And, you know, whenever you start trying things, you're always experimenting. So that's what I was doing. And I was sort of following what I saw other people were doing at the time. So I was really just mucking about really.
Mm.
And, the sisterly advice thing came about when, I thought, what am I going to do to kind of separate me from what everyone else is doing, you know? And I felt like one of the things I'm good at is speaking about the big elephant in the room.
Yes.
So I thought, well, why didn't I just do that on my YouTube channel and give people something different to watch and something that might actually help them and something that feels meaningful for myself and for the viewers?
But may I also say, on this note, a big thing for me that I'm so envious of YouTube stars on or about is, as any young person in the 21st century, growing up right now, I know we always, you know, the elder generation think we're always so dramatic when we say, really, growing up is tough. But growing up in these life and times is really, really tough because we're trying to form an identity and there's so many clicks and there's so many trends and we have so many influences of, you know, how we must be or how we must act. And here you are now, you start creating these videos of you just being you, you know, in the most intimate and personal of spaces. You're in your room, you're in your house, you know, you're with your family. You showcase that. And I think it must be nothing short of remarkable to receive such a positive reaction and great feedback on you just being you. So they're not saying you need to dress in a certain way to be cool or you need to, you know, hang out with certain people. But you, just being Theo, are cool enough and you're fine. Isn't that an awesome affirmation?
That is great, but I have to keep reminding myself about that too, because it's very tempting to sort of follow what all these beauty gurus and DIY cool people are doing because it looks so much fun and it looks like, you know, that's the way and I'd love to portray myself in that light. But then I've always got to remember that that's not really what people are following me for.
Exactly.
So if I were to change my content, I don't know if it would be so well received.
So I think then with fan reactions, do you find it normal for people to come up to you and they're like, Theo, like, I feel like you're my friend because I have to say after watching your videos and you give me advice, I'm like, you know, in my head, Theo and I totally hang out like Camps Bay and then like we're going to go on picnics and I follow you on Instagram. So is it normal?
Yeah, I think it is normal. I mean, I suppose I follow people too. So if I were to see them in the street, I'd feel the same.
Yeah.
And I do have to remind myself when they do come up and give me a hug, you know, they know a lot about me. So I always try and wing it and pretend I know a lot about them too. So I'm like, how have things been? You know? No, But I also love to just thank them and say, thanks for coming to say hello.
Yeah. And that connection, can you even begin to describe what sort of connection you have to people who constantly watch your videos, who subscribe to your channel? You know, I really do think there are no words.
I know. It's very overwhelming to think that, you know, everybody has a separate connection or reaction to what I put out there.
Mm.
You try not to think about it too much, especially when you're sitting in front of the camera talking to a camera, like an object. You know? And you sometimes think, oh, people are going to be watching this. And then you lose concentration sometimes.
Exactly. It's a bit to get your mind around, really. So here you are now. I feel like you're so confident in yourself and you're just one of us, really. That is really what makes you so appealing to all of us, that you just feel like we can invite you over and we just have dinner and we talk about our boyfriend or girlfriend drama. It's so normal and casual. But at the same time, you're at this wonderful position where you are a pioneer in your field. Let's go back to talking about Africa and the whole blogging and vlogging sphere. Do you feel like overall we're making enough progress in this space?
I don't think we are yet. I think we could definitely have more bloggers and vloggers out there. I think there are a lot of people who are starting and who are trying, but you know, we need more people to take like a big plunge with it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's a community yet. And once there's a community, I think it's going to be amazing. We can all network and collaborate and have fun. And once I finally feel less alone, I think a lot will happen.
So with that said, also the business side of things, do you think brands are taking, you know, this space seriously enough?
They definitely are. They're seeing with influencer marketing the return of investment much more than perhaps traditional advertising. So there's definitely potential. It's slow, though, especially in South Africa. But, of course, they're going to pick up the trend. They'll just do what overseas is doing eventually. So a lot of my work does come from overseas, but I've actually found with this new year, a lot of brands are starting to think, oh, maybe we should look at this. Let's think out the box.
No, then that's definitely a good sign, I'd say. So let's hope the rest of 2016 flows that well as well. So I think then just all the best with the year then, if this is already where you're at and this is already what you're facing. And what a way to kick things off. Some of us are having like slow 2016 and then here you are being nominated. Do you remember when and where you are when you found out about the nomination?
Yeah, I was lying on a beanbag in my parents' house in Simonstown, and I got an email, and I thought, oh, this is a bit strange, you know.
Yeah.
And then I told everyone who was in my presence.
No,
it was very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, you couldn't have just like calmly read out the email. Was there a little shriek here and there?
I definitely got up and did a little hop.
Yeah.
You know? it was awesome.
I really don't judge you or blame you for that. Like, let's just have a moment for you. This is not even self-indulgence. It really is a congratulations. You are nominated alongside Adele, Justin Bieber, Jennifer Lawrence, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande. The list is absolutely endless. Like, I think that should be your new bio. Like,
I just don't get it, though. So I think when, you know, if I end up going to these awards.
Yes, and knock on wood on that.
It all really happens. Then I feel like I might be able to digest it. But right now, I'm just, it's just not, it's too far-fetched.
Well, Theo, I'm going to offer you some brotherly advice here. You know, you offer people sisterly advice. I'll offer you some brotherly advice. So you have a set amount of time for your acceptance speech, you know, when you win. So let's speak things into existence. So let's say you have like 30 seconds, right? You're on stage there. You can't use big, long words. You know what I mean? That'll just take up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So, of course, you have to, you know, thank obvious people, like maybe you want to thank your parents or your siblings or, you know, your YouTube fans and subscribers. But I think a nice short name that might fit there, you know, it's just two syllables long. It's just Sia. You know what I mean? Just Sia. Yeah, it's done. What are your views on that? Don't you think that's a great plan?
What I'll do is if I win it, I'll just go up on stage and all I'll say, I'll take a moment, a pause, and then I'll go, see ya. and then just see what happens.
Yes. Okay. Or every single
week. And then hopefully it'll go viral.
Yeah. Every single week I do end off my show. It's kind of corny, but I say, my name is Sia and I'll see ya. Get it? You know, like, see ya later. So maybe as you walk off stage, you can be like, see ya. Then I'll tell you. Yeah. Deal?
You'd like me to do it at the end rather than the beginning.
Yeah, as you walk off, it's just like, see ya. And you're like,
okay, all right. I'll keep that in mind.
I'll totally hold you to that. I'll be like an emotional wreck as it happens. But listen, Theo, like, all the best. I'm so, so chuffed for you. I'm just so excited to see what the rest of the year holds for you. And, like, we're holding thumbs. You're part of, we're like, one of our favorites right here at Cliff Central.
Oh, thanks. Well, you guys are my favorites.
Oh, there we go.
I just, Cape Town traffic is fine these days now that I have Cliff Central.
That is the best comment we've received thus far. We'll print that out on our office walls right now.
Please do.
All right. And so, Theo, it's all counting down to the actual awards ceremony. Do we have a date for the actual awards yet?
We do. It's going to be on the 16th of March.
Oh, okay. And so with that said, how can we start voting for you? How can we, like, build the hype?
Cool. So if you have a Twitter account, which I assume everybody does,
yes,
you're going to put in the hashtag KCA and then the hashtag vote Theodora, and you voted for me.
So that's all it is. It's all about social media now.
It's all about social media. There's also a link which you can click on, and then you can click on my face. So there's lots of ways to explore the medium, but whatever floats your boat.
I just have to say, I'm sorry for sounding 80 years old right now. It's like, it's all about social media. See, it's the 21st century, damn it. Of course it is. So we'll definitely do so. Theo, all the best, and thank you so much for stopping by Untapped Talent this morning.
Okay, great. See ya.
Fantastic.
See ya.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What an absolute cool chick. And I think it's so horrible that she just appeals to my vanity by... Hopefully, I think we have it on record, you know, all our shows are podcasted here, so I have audio proof that she will try to squeeze in my name somewhere in, like, her acceptance speech if she ever wins, but we're definitely rooting for her. So just hashtag, go out there, make a huge fuss on social media about voting for Theodora, but also we have another, not only just another African, but another South African who's been nominated in the same category at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. Her name is Aisha Baker. She has baked the blog, and she's also a young up-and-coming person, just very, very awesome, also Cape Town based. I just don't understand what it is about this, you know, Cape Town people, you're too cool. Like, I'm not even jealous, and I'm trying to hide it anymore. I'll just openly admit that you guys are cool. I don't know what it is. It's like the weather, and then the beach, and then there's the mountains. But anyway, Aisha, Theo, rooting for you guys. It all goes down in March at the International Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. You see, I'm just putting myself in those shoes, and I think I'd be pretty, pretty excited to be nominated. But then I think, imagine if I actually have to go to the award show. And then more than that, you never know what you're going to get at the actual award show. Because I think it's kind of bearable that I could be seated, you know, like Justin Bieber on my right, and have the weekend behind me. It's like, yo, what's up? I'm also nominated here. It's one of those things. I'm also as cool and as important as all of you. But I think it's the slime that would get me. Nickelodeon always does the slime thing, and I think it's kind of cool in theory. But when I look good and I'm nominated and I'm all the way from South Africa, can I finally say that I'm alongside Justin Bieber, and then here you come with the slime? Gonna ruin my flow a bit. But anyway, alas, it's not about me. It's actually all about shining the spotlight and congratulating Theo and also Aisha from South Africa, who've been nominated at the 2016 Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. So straight after this, I'll be chatting to Katlego, who's behind and front of the camera. Straight after this, this is Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
So this is Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com with myself, Sia Sangwenifin. So while traffic is against us, as my guest makes his way into studio, I just think, why not actually, you know, take this moment for you and I to chat just a little tiny bit. So, you know, I always, oddly enough, say with this show, it's either when we have young guests here, you know, we have sometimes teenagers, sometimes people but younger than that, and they tell their stories and what they're actually doing with their lives, it can either really and hopefully be very inspiring and motivational, or actually work on the other side, where I sometimes sit here and I think, what exactly am I doing with my life? Because these people, you know, sometimes he's 8 years old and has released an album already, or single, and he's already, you know, has his life in play and what he wants to do, and I'm just like, I don't even know what I want to eat for lunch. So that kind of basically says where we are on the different scales. So recently I read a bit of this article, and I say a bit because I couldn't really make it through it because there was just too much where I feel like, really, I feel very, very horrible. So we do a cover of the week, which is, you know, hearing about certain videos on YouTube, and we play a bit of that. And earlier on, I just spoke to Theodora Lee, who's also a YouTuber. You know, I do feel that digital space is the future. Hello, you're listening to internet radio after all. And so more than that, here are young kids. And I mean, like, young kids. Like, don't have a driver's license, can't even drive, parents drive me everywhere. I don't have the neatest handwriting. I love watching Sesame Street type of young kids who are doing awesome, awesome things on YouTube. So it is a video blogging culture, and it's really peaking. And so there are kids out there who are seriously making awesome names for themselves on YouTube. So I really don't know what the key or the secret or the formula to being successful on YouTube is. If anybody knows, I'd love to, you know, please fill me in on that. But these kids clearly are on the right track, because they've, you know, they get shared all the time. They mass record views. So with all of these views and following also comes a massive income for YouTube stars. And that's all generated by YouTube through advertisements and sponsored videos and all these affiliate products. So there are different views and opinions on this average for YouTube videos. But basically, according to tech.co, they have worked out this simple math, all right? So if you get 1,000 video views, you can earn from $3 to $6. And right now in South Africa, we can say, like, the US dollars, what? I should listen to Anthea more often on the Gareth Cliff Show. It's between, like, 15, 16 rand, all right? So then if you get 10,000 views on YouTube, you can earn between $30 and $60. And then if you amass 100,000 views or more, you can get between $300 and $600. And then also more than 1 million views. You hear of these huge, huge YouTubers who are getting millions of views. Well, from there, then you can get about like $3,000 to $6,000. I just mean, I wish I got started on this train a little earlier, like just jumped onto this YouTube thing. I think maybe it's never too late, but yeah, I think I might just jump onto it. There's, you know, when you hear of the likes of earning between 3,000 and 6,000 US dollars for uploading videos, I'm not dismissing or taking away from any YouTubers out there. I know it's a lot of work and effort that goes into it. Essentially, as conversational as it may seem, you're literally just sitting there in front of a camera. Most often you're on your own, and there you are. There's editing afterwards as well. It's keeping up with these trends, making sure that you're very, very relevant to your audience. So I think there's a lot of effort that has to go into that. So yeah, but I think it's definitely worth it if you're getting between $3,000 and $6,000. So let's look at some of the here's a list of the six top kid YouTubers out there. All right. So there is a little girl by the name of Maya. She has a YouTube channel that's named Full Time Kids. Get this. She has more than 32,000 subscribers onto her channel. And total video views thus far amounts to more than 8 million. So now I'm just carrying the 1 and minusing the 4. It's 8 million views. Multiply. Yeah. She's earning. It's not a bad paycheck at all. So Maya's a full-time kid, and her job is really just to go onto YouTube and to share educational tips and tricks and craft ideas and surprises and songs that kids like. So in her videos, you'll see her playing with toys or preparing food and playing games and having other sorts of fun. Which leads me to then wonder, isn't that what kids do all the time? So she's just getting paid to be a kid. Maya, do you want to be friends? Like, I think you and I can be BFFs. We'll be together. Things will work out. It will be fantastic. And I'll help you, you know, also spend or invest your money very wisely, even if it's on Sia's birthday present. A second YouTuber, she goes by the name of Yebin, Y-E-B-I-N, and her channel is Baby Yebin. She has more than 90 subscribers on YouTube. And basically, her channel is all about, you know, just, you know, being this young person, chinchilling in front of the camera, and supposedly it also features her mother's life lessons, and that basically goes viral. And then a third YouTuber who's doing massive things, and once again, be envious, and I know, like, it's allowed, because I'm basically doing that myself right now. His name is Fedora. Firstly, who names their child Fedora? Isn't that like a hat? But we won't judge. And his channel is Sir Fedora. He has more than 1,000... Oh, I nearly pulled a president move. Let's get the number accurate. 145,000 YouTube subscribers, more than 7.3 million views on YouTube. And he basically reviews iPhone apps on YouTube. So listen, I'm not going to go through the whole list. I told you that I couldn't even make it through this list as a whole because I'm basically jealous. Little kids out there who are top earning YouTubers, you know, so if you want to holler at me, holler at cia@cliffcentral.com. If you need advice on how to spend this money, because I'll be your Oprah in this equation. I'll help you out with that. But enough about that. My guest is finally in studio. So let's get the conversation started. This is Untapped Talent right here on cliffcentral.com.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, Mr. Katlego.
Good morning to you, Sia. How are you doing?
We now finally made it into studio. Yeah, ne?
Traffic is a nightmare.
This thing called traffic is not on our side.
It's Johannesburg, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here now.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why we like Joburg, because it basically is absolute hell. But we still put up
Joburg.
With it.
I love the traffic as well. So I'll be late sometimes, but I love Joburg.
Oh, you're born and bred Joburger?
Totally.
And you'd never see yourself moving anywhere else?
Absolutely not.
No.
Never.
Is it just about the chaos and the buzz and the people are moving and working?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The pace. I live for the pace. I can't do it without the pace.
So, Katlego, you have worked in front and behind of the camera. You're currently working with Bongwe TV. You're on Mzansi Insider. And you guys are our neighbors. That's how I started off the email with you. I was like, hey, yo, what's up, neighbor? Because you guys shoot downstairs, literally right here at the Cliff Central buildings.
We actually take all our pictures in front of the Cliff Central sign.
Oh,
people are always like,
I see you guys.
Are you on Cliff Central? I'm like, no. It's just outside.
Do we get... No, it's not called photo credit. Do we get photo citations, Nyana?
Unfortunately not. Okay. Yeah. Having it in the pictures already.
Or is that enough? Subliminal branding, Nyana.
Totally.
So it's very, very interesting. I want to backtrack to you and your love for television. Where did that all begin for you?
I'm actually never loved television in the beginning. I always wanted to be a musician.
Yes.
So I went to the National School of the Arts when I was supposed to go to high school. So in grade 8, I did my audition at the National School of the Arts. And then I got to NSA and I studied classical music. And
yes,
it was such a nightmare because you actually have to go through the motions of doing the whole entire thing. So you don't just
what
get
there.
What
goes into that?
You learn scales, you learn theory, you learn how to write music, you
know,
all the technical stuff. And I really struggled with that. So when I was supposed to go to grade 10, I then left classical music and went to drama. Otherwise, I was going to fail.
Did you, I was about to say, did you naturally digress into classical music or was it just like a, let's
be
different?
It was an uphill battle, but I did what I had to do. And at the National School of the Arts, you have to be classically trained in every single specialist field that you do. So
you aren't sitting there at that high school, like High School Musical, where everyone is just sitting in corridors and singing around.
No, you're not singing Whitney Houston and Justin Bieber. You are singing written scales.
I was very jealous. I thought that's what everyone does. I didn't say that. The only reason I wanted to go there.
It is not easy at all. So I moved to drama in the school. And the minute I arrived in the drama department, I realized that I'm actually such an outspoken person.
Yes.
And I confuse the music with everything else. And it was a more free environment because classical music is serious. Nobody's playing and yelling.
Yeah.
So once we got to drama, I realized that I'm very outspoken. And that's where the love for television began. So I can say grade 10, right?
Yeah.
I just
grade 10, you were 16.
Yeah. I discovered that with you, right? Now.
You see, I'm basically here to be philosophical and change your life, basically, slowly but surely. So when did you also enter Famous? I mean, we're going to do like a flashback Friday here. You're also in Famous, a TV show that was on SABC2. How would you even describe that show? It was like a talent search competition.
Yes, it was a talent search reality show because they search for the talent, and once they find you, they follow your journey throughout the recording of the album, throughout all the performances that you do to promote the album, and then they follow your lives after the show. So, talent reality show. Almost like Coca-Cola Pop Stars.
Yeah, I remember it was around that era, and I also used to see you guys. And didn't you have like a bus or something with your faces on it?
No. We wish, but we...
Wait, wasn't it that season? Somewhere,
well,
one of the seasons...
Well, our faces were on the SABC2 bus.
And yeah, there was like door-to-door...
Yes. It wasn't our bus, our faces were on it.
That is the biggest thing I was jealous of. I can't believe I'm actually admitting this out loud today. It's kind of not even normal. So can I do a little throwback, Nyana? Because I found this clip, really, the theme today is YouTube. I love YouTube for this. Surfers... Wow. Back in your famous days, just like take a little listen to this.
Leading an orchestra.
You know I have to leave you alone.
Uh-huh.
I don't wanna leave you alone.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Okay, we're not gonna take it further. We have no idea what's going on. That's Katlego singing lead there. And may I just say, the dance moves? Yes. Yes.
Where did you find that? Why have I never seen that?
You're now going to go and Google search yourself and erase things off. You can't take anything off the internet. That's rule number one. But it's fine.
Jeez.
What's the biggest lesson you learned from that famous journey?
To be confident, the main thing that I learned from Famous, because you're still shy. That was my first television gig ever. Actually, that was just my first job in life.
Yeah.
And you're so nervous because we're recording an album. We are performing in malls. We did a mall tour around the whole country, if I can say that.
And yeah.
You just learn to be confident because at the end of it, when you're up on stage, you're all by yourself and people are waiting for you to deliver.
Yeah.
And... confidence.
And it's the full-blown business side of things as well. And this is why I so wanted to have you on the show today, because I believe you are one of the very few young people who are in the South African media and entertainment industry who isn't just there for the sake of, it's all about me and I want to be noticed, but you're actually learning the craft and
Absolutely.
You're really, really taking it seriously. No tea or no shade to anybody else. But I'm just saying, I think it's very, very important because there are so many young people out there who have ambitions and they see this industry as this big, glamorous place. But there's, you know, you get slapped with reality as soon as you get into it. Learning from that young age and now pursuing the industry seriously, what did you have to say are some of the uphill battles that you faced?
Firstly, there are two ways you can go about being in the entertainment industry. You can be a celebrity and that's what drives you, or you can be focused on your craft. And I don't have time to stand and take a picture if I'm at an event. When I'm at an event, I want to know who's organizing the event. I want to know how they put the event together.
Yeah.
I want to know what's the criteria for the people on the guest list. I'm not standing there and waiting to be in a magazine. So one of the things that I can say is an uphill battle for me is actually being able to differentiate, because at the end of the day, you are selling yourself and that's the product that you are selling. So to separate yourself from the fame and focus on the craft solely is a pretty difficult one.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time to sitting and begging people to take pictures of me.
Yes.
And, you know, doing all that stuff. I really just don't have the time for that. And
yeah.
It's an uphill battle because people do demand your personality because that's what you're selling at the end of the day.
But at the end of the day, you'd have to say you enjoy what you do.
Absolutely. I love it. I wouldn't be doing anything else. I'm going to do this till I die.
Wow. That's a big thing, because at the end of the day, say what you will about the 21st century and us young people, but we're like, we don't know what to do. You know, our parents are telling us to do X, Y, and Z, and we're like, no, but we're passionate about certain things.
Yeah.
And I may not be passionate about medicine, even though it might be, you know, a well ka-ching ching paying job, you know what I mean? So how important is passion in everything that you do?
Jeez, it is mandatory to be passionate about what you do, because if you're not passionate, you're going to fall through the cracks eventually. You can't fake things for too long. I'm passionate about entertainment. I wouldn't say I'm solely passionate about television. And that's why I think I can have a lifetime of a career in entertainment, because it's not just one field.
Yeah.
Passion is very important. I sound like I'm a motivational speaker. I'm so over myself.
We are so deep. At nine this morning, we are very, very deep. But listen, these are the words of wisdom that I needed you to impart, hence why I have you here today, this morning. So let's talk about Mzansi Insider as well. How did you crack that gig? Because we had Tsolo in a while ago, and your former co-presenter, and she was also talking about the entire process and how she went about it and just how cool it is to work there. So from your point of view, how's it like working on that project?
Mzansi Insider is a great platform, not only because of the in front of the camera side of it. It's the one place where I got to actually expand as a director and learn a whole lot more about behind the scenes, because also there they push you to ask questions. When you're sitting there and you're confused, they look at your face and they're like, there's something you're not sure about, tell me.
What's
the problem, what don't you get?
And
It's one of the greatest television shows I've ever worked on.
And it's live TV.
I don't want to leave.
You don't?
But I'm getting old now. I need to leave from Mzansi Insider.
Why do you say that?
I'm getting older. Other children must have a chance.
Okay.
The show is going to get tired if I just stay there all my life. Like, we need to let it evolve, you know?
Yes.
I'm not going to be sitting there and clinging onto it like I'm Oprah and it's the Oprah show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get you. But you also don't want to leave because you have cool neighbors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cliff Central.
I can take pictures in front of the whole time.
And, you know, I feel like after this, I should go and, like, spam everything where Cliff Central is. It's like, hey, Cliff Central is just featuring there.
Yeah.
Live TV is a different ball game, though, hey?
Totally. But I've been doing live TV ever since I started Yo TV. After Famous, I did Yo TV, and I was terrible. That's when I got to learn that live TV is not a joke. I would literally stop mid-link because I've forgotten everything I have to say. And there, Urban Brew, the production company, there is no teleprompter, so you have to remember, you read the script, memorize it.
Wait, but hold up, what did you do? If there's like 2 minutes left and you're like, don't know what to say.
You improvise.
Yes.
Perfect training ground, I would say. But Yo TV is the one place where I got to learn live TV. I did that for 5 years. So I actually find live TV easier than pre-records.
Because, really?
You just know that it's the only chance you have.
Yeah.
Now, the pre-recorded, it will take me ages to do it because I just know that if I mess it up, make a tiny little mistake, it allows you to be a perfectionist. So that's a bit more complex.
Yeah.
But live TV is the one. Love it.
I'm just so amazed that a young person like you, you know, you can just nonchalantly say like, yeah, just 5 years experience on that show and you've learned so much and you're already thinking about the next move.
Yeah.
So with that said, what is the next move for you? What do you have your eyes set out on?
That's all I was thinking about driving on my way here. I was actually just hoping that like you don't close the doors and you're like, you're late, don't come in anymore.
No, we're not the horrible people here. We're nice neighbors.
What I'm working on now is my musical project. I'm working on an EP that I'm going to drop in June.
Oh, okay.
Venturing back into music. You know, I've been nominated for a summer award, and I think I owe it to myself to win a summer award.
Okay, wait. Are we talking about the Famous Days?
Yes.
Your group was nominated for a summer. What was... wait, hold up. I have it here.
Does Beyonce say Destiny's Child was nominated, or does she say I was nominated?
Okay, I think that summarizes.
I'm joking, but I am totally
okay,
joking.
You were nominated back terrible. In what? 2008.
Yes,
best pop category.
Yes.
Okay, so June 2016 is your
Absolutely.
Countdown to June 2016. Okay.
So that's what I'm working on, recording, really doing vocal warm ups every chance I get.
Yeah.
Really, that's what consumes my life at this point.
What can we expect from your type of music?
It's just a fusion of a whole lot of things. I guess it's a bit hip-hop R&B with a bit of Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
A bit of Jamie Foxx. I don't think it's easy to describe music. I think once you drop it, people will be able to then decipher for themselves what it is.
Are you getting, you know, really open with your music? Are you going to be very Taylor Swift-ish and just write about how I hate this one and maybe that one left me brokenhearted? Or is it just like turn-ups?
No, not at all. Not turn-ups at all. I'm more focused on lyrical content, and I'm finding that I do write about real-life experiences. I have some songs that I've written like years ago, that I'm bringing back.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I'm singing something that I wrote like when I was a teenager now. But some things are so amazing that you when you read them on paper, it's just like, wow, I can't believe I wrote that. But all of it is going to be based on real experiences. And maybe 110 up there because we need
exactly,
to make people
because you
dance.
Have to.
I mean, I'm young.
Yeah, you're going to turn up because. So, brother man, can I hold you to it? June 2016, like, will you come back to Cliff Central to debut things?
Guys, if I don't do this, I'm a dead man. Do you know how many people I've been promising?
Thank you. No, but listen, we have podcasts here, so this is audio proof. Like, you basically said you're coming back here. Anyway, that's it. Thank you. Done, dusted. Where can we catch up with you? Where can we follow you on social media, etc.?
Kat_Senavasan on Twitter and Instagram, and then you can also follow me, Katleho_Senavasan on Facebook.
Facebook. Awesome. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
It's very, very awesome to get to chat to you. Someone who I see in the car park every now and then, but now I can finally actually pin an awesome story to that. So thanks so much for stopping by.
I saw you on TV.
Moving on. That's the show. Done and dusted. Thank you to my guests for stopping by, Katleho and also Theodora Lee early on. And most especially, thank you for listening. We do this every single week right here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see you.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.